Ponderings over tea
with Mary Phyllis
and Annalie.
Good morning, Annalie.
Good morning, Mary Phyllis.
Seems like forever since we last met.
Yes, so it's really time.
Yes.
We're excited.
Yes.
We're going to talk about judgment and pity today.
And I've often heard it said in Native Americans saying that do not judge a person until you have walked a mile in his moccasins.
That's right.
In other words, get some of the compassion and some of that undercurrent of what that person may be like.
Right.
That person may need our help, but they may not.
Exactly.
Well.
Yeah. I agree. This is such a good picture of what's going on because often when we see another person struggling, we sort of start imagining what is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And if we are very good at it, you know, we might be deciding for this person that, oh my goodness, this is what this person should do. And we are also might be very graciously offering, you know, our help.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, it's judgmental, deciding what this person is going through. And there's pity.
Yes.
This pity that, oh, I see that you're not going to make this. You're not going to be able to sort this out. You're struggling.
And I have felt that energy.
I want to help you.
Yes. And I have felt that kind of energy. And it's not fun.
No, I agree.
It feels almost like somebody has put a binder on my arms, like a straitjacket, and then pushing me over from the back. And I have trouble standing up.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it
just rocks you. It rocks your sort of foundation.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And I've heard other people say, God save me from pity.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
Because if you look at it, what is difficult for one person may not be difficult for someone else, and vice versa. Like if a person is afraid of anybody turning the lights out at night,
just
absolutely petrified. But it wouldn't hurt them if somebody just put a whack to their behind.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody else may be the opposite, said, I don't want anybody even touching my body.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the lights turned out at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so each person has their own particular say on what's going on.
Right.
That's a rather dramatic way of looking at it.
Yes, it is.
But there are a lot.
A whack on the butt. But but still, I mean, I really see what you're talking about. I agree. We cannot decide what is right for me is right for another person.
Right.
I might have gone through that struggle myself.
Yeah.
At some point, or I've seen somebody struggling with that particular thing. And then I sort of think that I know what's going on. And that's probably true. And still, this person that is going through this struggle right now has his or her own experience.
Yes.
And own experience from his or her own perspective.
Yes.
Judging how they're doing or pitying how they are doing, you know, doesn't help them. And if we look at your picture of how you were rocked in your foundation,
mm-hmm.
you felt like a binder or straitjacket almost, right?
Yeah.
Or somebody rocking you out of your standing still.
And
it's kind of like an energy that people are sending towards each other.
It is.
Yeah.
It is an energy that comes out. And sometimes that straitjacket, it could feel like, oh, they think I'm nuts. I have to be put in a straitjacket. Or another times, like, they're saying, oh, I must help them, you know. And, and they want to, they don't realize that my soul has a certain path.
Yeah.
And what I may be having difficulty with is something that I have to find out from within myself.
Right.
In order to flesh it out in completeness.
Yeah.
Whereas somebody else doesn't have it quite that way. And they say, yes, I do need some help on this. Tell me what to do. But that person is giving their free will for that to happen. Whereas this other way, somebody is coming in and assuming something and doesn't give me a chance to stand up for my own free will.
Right. Especially when we're struggling with something, it's very hard to sort of stand up and say, hey, that's not what I want. You know, we might be thinking, oh, maybe I should accept the help.
Yeah.
So you're completely right. It's so important. I fully agree with what you're saying, that it's the free will.
Yes. And I think every soul comes in. All of us have a soul, and every one of us has a certain plan for our life.
Yeah.
And other people have a way to help with that plan. We all are helping ourselves.
Yes.
I've heard it said that everyone goes to heaven leaning on the arm of the person they helped.
Oh.
And I think that's okay. Such a beautiful way of looking at it.
Yes.
That there is a reciprocal type of thing here.
Right.
But we have to give our permission too, because sometimes we need to go within ourselves to discern what is right.
Right. And sometimes even a simple thing as this particular person that wants to help me is a person that I actually don't want that person's help for some reason.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be that I don't like the person or whatever. It could be just that this particular person, I can't, accept or receive help from this person. So that's another topic. But the important thing is that we have this notion that we should help always. And we should. We should help each other. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't help each other.
Right.
But what do we have to do first? Without just assuming that means judging somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
We have to also ask for permission to help.
Yes.
In the sense that, can I help you?
Yeah.
And if people say no, we shouldn't feel like we've been
rejected.
Know, yes.
It's
just that this person doesn't need my help right now.
Right.
It's as easy as
they're going slow because they're looking at every little step they're taking.
Right.
In a sense.
Yeah.
Or going slow. Maybe having to think something out before they say it, and we shouldn't jump in and just immediately solve it and say it for them. Yeah.
And this is also, I guess, like this idea of solving people's problems in a way. You know, that in our culture, at least as it is right now, sort of struggling or being in a jam, trying to figure things out is sort of not accepted. It should all be so successful all the time, you know, this flow, and it should just la 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 like that. And life is messy, and it needs to be messy. Uh-huh. So we cannot always just jump in and be Captain America and just, you know, solve all the problems with a quick fix.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is a process that just needs to be there.
Yes. It's like a chicken inside of an egg.
Yeah.
If you break the shell for that chick would never develop the bones to be able to stand and to fly.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
It's part of its strengthening process is pecking through that shell. And once it pecks through, then it's okay to let it out.
Okay. That's such a good picture for our talk today.
Yeah. So that sometimes the struggle is what is needed.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why they get homework at night.
Right.
To struggle through.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I knew this. Now I don't know. Yeah. I need to ask this question tomorrow.
Right.
You know? So that's part of the process.
So it's just the process.
It's just a growth process.
Yeah.
But as we were talking, I kept thinking on, you know, when we judge somebody else, what we're actually doing is we're projecting our own situation onto that person.
Yes.
This is a common word for in psychological services. It's where we project what we deem to be our worst abilities or our worst traits onto that person.
Yes.
And we see it in that person, but we don't own it within ourselves.
Right.
So that this is something, well, we can do it in positive ways too.
Yeah.
We can see somebody has a wonderful voice. And we can really want to emulate that and learn from it. And other people will hear this wonderful voice and think so jealous.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to tell my students in choral music who felt that way.
Right.
I said, you know, you wouldn't see that in that person if you didn't have it inside yourself.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to work for it, honey.
Right.
You're going to have to work for it and develop the ability so that you can start to grow. But you have a nice talent there to begin with.
Yeah.
So I think it's almost like jealousy and judgmentalism are almost
the same thing. They're touching the same thing. Yeah. it's very interesting with the projection that's going on all the time. I think it's very, very common. I think it's sort of part of being human.
Yes.
Because projections just shows us things that are going on maybe within ourselves, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
And we are always using sort of other people to understand ourselves better.
Yes.
Even if we're not aware of it, that we're doing that. But
right.
It's this comparison thing, you know, we compare ourselves with others constantly.
Yeah.
And that really makes us easily trip and fall.
Yeah.
And in addition, we judge other people, you know, and our judgment is not always right.
Right.
So we actually, what we do, if we talk about energies again, that we're actually sending an energy towards this person that this person isn't supposed to have, you know, this we're, you know, they don't deserve it.
Right.
We're interfering with this person in assuming things.
Yes. And I think this energy goes out to the other person when there's any emotion, energy of emotion involved.
Oh, right.
That if we can know what's going on with a person intuitively or from our own experience, but there is no emotion. There's,
right.
Oh, yeah.
We can refrain from sending the emotional energy and just see it within ourselves and understand it there.
Yes. And that's different. That's not judgmental.
No.
That's just perception and where, because we've been there.
Yeah.
And that's when, that what gives us the ability to say, do you want some help there?
Right. Yeah.
You know?
And that's what we can do.
Yeah.
That's really all we can do for somebody else, to ask them. And if they want help, you know, we should ask, what type of help is it you would like? Yeah. So we just don't go in there and do our own little thing.
Yes. And set up our own broadcast. This is my ad for today. Do you want my help?
Yeah, exactly. This is what I can do for you. Yeah, I constantly tell my daughter that just because you see something doesn't mean you own the problem.
Yes.
So oftentimes we are very perceptive of each other. You know, we can sometimes, you know, we really see that something is going on.
Yes.
But just because we see it doesn't mean we have to go in and interfere.
Right.
It's not, everything that happens out there is not up to us just because it comes our way.
Yes.
And that is a good time to maybe ask if help is needed. Of course.
Yes.
And still we just need to keep that emotion of judging or pitying somebody away from them, because they're not going to be helped by us adding to their struggle in that way.
And as I was preparing for this session today, I was thinking about the word pity. Where does it come from? Pity the poor children, all that. And I thought, that's coming from ancient societies where they would always keep the children away from the adults. They have their own place there, and they would not interfere or to be along with the adult discussion. Mm-hmm. And some wise person would say, well, pity the poor children there. They want some help here. They can hear this.
Oh,
but I think
see
it
what
is a different connotation of the word.
Right.
And just don't push them away.
Yeah.
Just let them come in.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how we would reframe that now, because our words keep changing all
yes,
the time.
Yes. Pity is really, I agree. It's not really.
No, it's not great.
No. One thing that is connected to this whole judgment, pity, drama really that's going on between people is also this, what we were talking about when comparing ourselves to others.
Yes.
And also this, inclination that we have sometimes that, when we don't understand the choices that people have done.
Yeah.
We start expecting this, especially if it's a friend of ours or a family member, we expect them to serve us an explanation so that we can understand.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not always very, you know, comforting for this other person either, because sometimes we're like, let me give an example, you know, I'm like, why doesn't Catherine do all the dishes every day? Why does she just leave them there? You know, she should be much better off if she was going to do her dishes instead of leaving them. It just makes everything so more complicated. And then when Catherine explains why she's leaving the dishes out, then I would say, oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I would probably do it like that too, because I have more pressing things to organize with. And then I have forced Catherine to make use of her energy to explain to me my assumption that it's not really her problem anyway. Sort of, I'm bringing on a lot of expectations on Catherine that she doesn't need, you know. She's having a hard time focusing on her work and getting her stuff done. Mm-hmm. Doesn't help that I'm assuming things and sort of expecting her to explain herself to me.
Yes.
We need to sort of be so gracious that we assume that people know what they're doing.
Yes.
And not be there and sort of question them and their choices.
Yes. Not shake a finger and I'm judging you.
Yeah, exactly. Don't do it like that. That's so bad. Yeah. So usually people have a reason for their actions, and that also gets us back to your initial image of the Native Americans
walking a mile in somebody else's shoes.
Yeah.
And I think when we have walked a mile in somebody else's shoes, we observe what somebody's doing, but the emotion is not being revved up. We're not projecting.
Right. So that's really the key here.
Yeah.
That emotion that we're sort of spurting out.
Yeah.
I mean, instead of me judging Catherine's dishes, I could think for myself, okay, Catherine, she leaves all her dishes up. Oh, my goodness. I would never do that. But, you know, maybe she has a reason for it.
Yes.
And I think, you know, I can ask her if I can do her dishes for her. Maybe she'd like my help. I'll ask.
Yeah. And a wise teacher once told a class I was in, she said, if you saw a homeless man walking by, if you were outdoors and you were watering your lawn, and you saw a homeless man walking by and you could smell the stench.
Right.
Would you turn that hose on that man?
Right.
No, we wouldn't do that.
That's such a good image. Yeah.
We could say, you look kind of parched and dry. Would like some water, or would you like me to spray it? Whatever, you know. But I think that the same way is pity.
Yeah.
We pity where that person is.
Yeah.
And yet that person's still walking.
Yeah.
And he looks pretty healthy.
Yeah, and he's on his way somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe he's on his way to the
pool. Yes.
Who knows? Yeah, we should refrain from doing the assumptions, or at least if we do the assumptions, we shouldn't engage that in our emotions and projecting our own ideas of what is good and what is bad on that other person.
Yeah.
Of course, unless they are doing something that is hurting somebody else. We have to intervene, of course.
Yes.
We should intervene. We shouldn't just let things happen. But this is more the talk of the everyday life where we're sort of either helping each other or just putting our feet out so they trip and fall. You know, what would we prefer to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If somebody was neglecting their child and the child is about to get hurt,
I would
definitely jump in.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if the dishes at Catherine's bench are sort of almost falling down on the floor, maybe then I would intervene. You know? But in essence, this is something that we usually do towards people that we know well, or friends, or somebody that we are interacting with.
She undersells from that kind of energy and just not refuse to pay attention to it.
Yeah. We need to be just aware of what's going on. Awareness is the key also.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Again,
Thank you for your thoughts.
Yeah, thank you for sharing all those really funny and interesting images. So, till next time.
Okay.
See you then.
Bye-bye.
Ponderings over tea
with Mary Phyllis
and Annelie.